Was the government aware that you were smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States?
Yes, the government knew.
In Kill the Messenger, Oscar nominee Jeremy Renner portrays Gary Webb, a reporter for the small California newspaper, the San Jose Mercury News. The film follows him in 1996 as he stumbles on information that in the 1980s the CIA looked the other way while its Nicaraguan allies, the Contras, smuggled cocaine into the U.S. to fund their war against Nicaragua's communist Sandinista government. Webb is warned not to publish his findings.
We don't agree with everything that happens in our agencies, so this is a little awkward for us, but you're getting into some sensitive areas. There are ongoing operations you're in danger of exposing.
Webb refuses to back down. He publishes a three-part series called The Dark Alliance, writing not only about the connection between the CIA and the drug traffickers, which was known, but alleging that their large-scale smuggling operation led to a crack epidemic in the African-American neighborhoods of Los Angeles and elsewhere.
My angle is that the American government knew drugs were put on the streets to fund an illegal war.
What you want to say happened never happened.
Then why am I here?
American kids were going to die in that war.
American kids did die, and are still dying. Just not the ones you care about.
From then onward, says Jeremy Renner, Webb's life unravels.
Big interest, big media getting scooped and making Gary the story, or discrediting him, or tearing his story apart versus furthering the journalism, which is an absolute shame and travesty, I think, if you ask me.
The Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Los Angeles Times, which had not given the CIA-Contra connection much coverage in the 1980s, dismissed Webb's conclusions about the crack epidemic as speculative. Eventually, his own paper backed down. Jeremy Renner says it was the typical David versus Goliath story, only this time, Goliath won.
And not to discredit San Jose Mercury News, I just think that it became bigger, and even for Gary, the whole story became much bigger than any of them were ever used to, and don't know really how to handle it, ultimately, except Gary, who just needs more support to go dig and find more truth.
Investigative reporter Robert Perry was the first to break the CIA-Contra story for the Associated Press in 1985. He agrees with Renner.
Webb did something that was very important that we did not do. We had focused on the Contra movement and the importation of drugs through Central America into the United States. What Webb did was look at what happened once the drugs got here.
According to filmmaker Michael Cuesta, Webb did not have direct evidence that linked Contra drug trafficking to the crack epidemic.
It wasn't nuanced enough, and it was very easy for these other papers to find little flaws in it.
But Webb's reporting had substantial merit, says Perry.
Well, one of the most important things that Webb accomplished, and the Black Caucus accomplished, was to finally force the CIA to do a serious investigation.